All right, Dwayne Brumman here with another School Owner Talk. We got Allie Alberigo on the line today. And Allie, we have a special guest, a friend of yours that now a friend of mine that you've introduced me to. Kenny Bigsby is on the line. And Kenny is a former Navy SEAL. He is the 32nd African American to become a Navy SEAL. And Kenny, it's great to have you on the call, sir.
Thanks. Awesome to be here.
Yeah, it's great, Ken. Good to be chatting with you. And we had a blast not too long ago. We were away at that Deluxe Expo, and it was just an amazing time. It was great to see you guys get along and get together, too. So it's just weird how, you know, we connect people together and then friendships just develop. So I'm excited that happened. So that's pretty cool.
Well, I know that we wanted to have Kenny on the phone today with regards to his school. And Kenny, can you give us just a little bit of background when you decided to start your martial arts school? And then we'll kind of build it from there. I know that we wanted to keep this call or at least your interview down for about 15 minutes because I know you got to get into class and teach. So when did you start your school?
I started my school actually it's a long story. I started around 2007. I came out of the military, and I was just trying to – my friend offered me to teach. I was trying to earn a living once I got out of the military, which is sometimes a hard transition. And he offered me to teach at his academy. From there, he said, man, I want you to start a kickboxing program at his academy. And then his academy went under. So I started that program. His academy went under. And I found myself teaching at a dance school just with some of the people that wanted me to continue to teach. And I was just trying to earn enough money to do martial arts myself. As it kept growing, I wanted to keep improving the quality of things for people and things like that. I ended up getting in touch with Ali. And then from there, I've gone to this point. I was earning about like $900 a month at that time. I was just teaching in a room in a dance school trying to train, and now I'm at around 11 or 12,000 following Ali's structure and under his tutelage of his programs.
And Ali, just tell me a little bit about when you first had come across Kenny, when he had reached out to you, and just, I mean, obviously you've been able to make his school grow, but tell me a little bit about your experience with him first.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because from what I recall of the conversation, and we were doing some minor coaching, which was my online program. But before that, we actually would do these periodic calls from Member Solutions, which is a billing company that I used to do coaching for. And Kenny is a client of theirs, and he would call up, and I'd do these 20-minute sessions, and we would chat about branding and web development and all that stuff. And it was almost like a slow process. We dated for quite some time before we actually got down to actually doing some real coaching. But he was the typical martial arts school owner where, you know, he kind of knew what he wanted. He wanted some coaching, but he didn't want to take the jump in and dive in and really get into it. You know, he was short on money. He wasn't making enough money to justify in his head, you know, taking that leap of faith. And it took some time. So after about a year and a half, we then eventually started coaching and made some incredible leaps at that point where, you know, we did some amazing things at his studio.
And go ahead. I'm sorry, Kenny.
I think that was around like a year and a half to maybe 2 years ago where we actually started the coaching. And at that time, the numbers were around 2,500. And then they jumped all the way up to where they're at today, and that was just in a 2 year time period, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. So we literally, you know, just by really working on and chunking it down for the listeners that are out there, we're working on systems so that he had a structure. And we talked about this. Kenny and I have had many cool conversations because I'm big into the military. I've never been in the military, but I've taught hundreds and hundreds of military people. And I've also employed hundreds of military people. And most people's perception of martial artists or military people are that they're highly organized, structured individuals, and not always the case. They're in highly structured, organized environment. And they're told literally everything to do from the morning when they wake up to when they go to bed at night, when they take a break, when they eat, when they go to the bathroom, et cetera, et cetera. So it was, you know, I was used to dealing with people like that. Kenny, on the other hand, was not just a soldier. He was an elite, you know, portion of the military. So he was a very out-of-the-box thinker. He was used to being, you know, going, working on the fly and getting things done immediately. Most other people that I coach with are not like that. Ken, like if I tell Kenny to do X, Y, and Z, you know, as I'm hanging up the phone, he's texting me that X has already been done. Like that's how quick he is to get things done when most other people just drag their feet all the time. So, you know, that's the difference between him and most people. But anyway, we built a structure. And, you know, and then Kenny followed it, but followed it to the letter, and then we've continually tweaked and expanded upon that.
Yeah, and Kenny, I'm curious, because I've only heard about your school, Allie, and you've obviously told me a little bit, but I've only heard about the just how beautiful your school is, and the whole, and I know, Allie, this is really important to you, which I totally agree with, the whole branding of your school, and making it you know, beautiful. But can you tell the listeners, and I don't know if you can draw a mental picture for them, but you know exactly what went into creating this oasis, if you will.
Yeah, it was actually just the other day, someone showed me a picture on Facebook of the way it looked when we first went in. I was really scared. They were renovating. I heard that they were renovating the area from this place has been there since the 1800s. And they finally decided to renovate it because it was a historical piece of property and the government was paying for that renovation. So kind of like stocks, I decided to buy into it while it was low and while it didn't look so good. It looked like Clint Eastwood could have came in there and there was tumbleweed and say, make my day kind of thing. I took a chance and Ali helped me transform it. It has old brick walls. It looked like we were training in a Roman catacomb or something like that. Literally, it was just brick walls and puzzle mats. There was nothing else in it, and Ali helped me transform it. I mean, now there is Ali. How would you describe it? There's bamboo floors. There's the bathroom has like one of those overflowing of the flow sinks. It's amazing.
Yeah, we went from what I would consider an old, dilapidated kind of like warehouse looking kind of facility to like a loft kind of using – like we this is the perfect explanation. We weren't using the elements of what people like, such as the natural brick and such as all the different rafters. It looked more like a warehouse kind of training gym, like the old Rocky style, you know, just train, sweat, you know, kind of thing. And now it's like a high-end – you know, loft where, you know, the brick is part of the focal point and the rafters and the floors have been redone. And I mean, Kenny has a bathroom in his facility that rivals most people's home bathrooms, you know, the waterfall sink with the marble tops and the gorgeous maple wood, you know, everything is just beautiful. And, you know, it was a struggle for him. I remember going back where, you know, he would be like, oh, should I invest? You know, and I'm like, listen, go full force. And one cool thing though, that happened to just present itself for him is I don't know if they were students of yours, Ken, or just friends or whoever, but there were these guys that they actually do themed designed restaurants, you know, like cowboy theme or race car themes, and that's what they do. They design these restaurants. And they came in and they made it look like, you know, Thailand with the pillars and the columns and the logos and different cutouts and the colors and the painting. And it has a theme to it, which creates a brand. Like when you walk in, it looks gorgeous. So, I mean, it is just amazing. I mean, and it's not huge. That's the really great thing about it. It's not 4,000 square foot of wasted space. He uses every single inch of space maximum in his location.
And Kenny, what do you think that that's done for you?
Literally, Dwayne, in saying that, what that's done for me is that one of the things that Ali talks about is selling an experience instead of selling a product. So we really are selling an experience, like Disneyland. You're not going there to get on a roller coaster ride, or you're paying for the experience. And what that did was boost all my costs. The other thing was I was charging far too little for me as a martial artist and me as a former Navy SEAL. And when I saw the experience with the way that it looked everything was congruent. It gave me a congruency to give me a higher quality experience to match with my prices. And literally people walk into the place now and it gives them the wow effect or the halo effect where they walk in, they're like, man, this is like a fancy restaurant. They literally say that to me all the time and they almost want to sign up immediately.
Yeah, that's great.
And what, Allie, and again, we could make this a 20-part call, and I know we only have Kenny on for maybe another 7 more minutes, but real quickly, talk about the importance of that branding for martial arts school owners, because I want listeners to be able to really, if they're not getting this, what's the important thing about it?
Yeah, and let Kenny, why don't you actually talk about that from your perspective, and then I just want to – then I'll quickly rewind it back in time to when we used to have our conversations about it. So let's definitely – that's a great way to do it.
How do you – like what portion of the question did you want me to answer, Dwayne, again?
Well, just basically, you know, what do you feel is – you're selling an experience, but it's not mm-hmm. an empty experience because obviously – your product is worth, but what was the aha moment mm-hmm. for you that changed this? Mm-hmm. Like you said, you look at it now and you're like, oh my gosh, and so do other people.
Yeah.
But what got you from that point A to point B where you're at now and you know that this is the experience? What was the aha moment for you?
Like I said, the aha moment was the total congruency of all of the systems, literally. So from the website, when they experience a quality website, Ali talk, and that's what he means by the experience. He talks about how you only have one chance to make a first impression and a 5-star hotel. So the aha moment was when I looked up and all the systems were congruent in creating that experience from the first phone call or from the first website and literally people bragging about the academy to other people. And Ali has a referral program that he puts into place. And they do a lot of the marketing work for us, and that was the aha moment. It's the greatest compliment and the greatest flattery that they go out and they tell everybody about this wonderful experience and how the people feel like they're getting more for their money than what they put in.
You know what, and then I think that, and here's my perception of that too, is that one, Kenny loves to read too, you know, which is hard for most people that I coach. They don't read. They don't really want to do more of what they're doing already. He'll swallow books like crazy. So I kind of nurtured certain thoughts of, you know, ways of thought with him where, you know, I was trying to present him with ways to understand business as a whole. I felt, and I always feel when I coach, that my coaching consists of taking a person from where they're at to becoming an actual business professional. So, he had knowledge of business and he was thirsty for more knowledge. And then he'd come back to me and said, oh, I read your book or I read, you know, this book, and we were able to create, you know, a mindset for him. However, I've always pushed him for example, he would design a postcard and he'd send it to me and I would send it as pleasantly as possible back to him and say, that's pretty good, Ken, but, you know, here's what I would do, you know, and I would nurture that a little bit more. And we slowly, like, went from, you know, mediocre type advertising to total top end, high level professional ads, full color, designed by a professional graphic artist, you know, revamped logos, you know, the whole nine, so that his entire presentation is that of franchise quality, that of, like, the big boys. It doesn't matter, and I try to let school owners know this. It's important for school owners to understand. People don't know that you're a small 1,200 square foot facility, nor do they care. They want to know that you're just as good and as professional and as beautiful and as clean and as organized as the big boys. And then they'll go to you and you'll be there, you know, they'll be your biggest fans, raving fans. So we slowly took Kenny to do that. Go ahead, Dwayne.
Yeah, Dwayne, another major aha moment in agreeing with Ali, Dwayne, that you had asked about was people that had been to the academy before when my when the investment for my product and my experience was too low. They came at that time, they left, you know, and things happened in life, people had kids. They came back and literally they walked in the door and were like, wow, you know what I mean? And then at the new prices, They're like, this is beautiful, man. You've really done an amazing, and you know, I owe it all to Ali, and amazing job with the place. And they just, boom, they just signed up right away at the new investment cost, at the new prices that were three times as much as what I was charging before. And that was another aha moment, was a before and after from former students.
Yeah, and Dwayne, real quick, just to add to that, and I know we're running short on time, so we probably should do another call, was getting Kenny to change his paradigm, you know, to understand that. Yeah, he was saying to me things like, you know what, I don't have many students now, and I'm charging this low amount. How in the – and your right mind, he thought I was insane. Will I get more students if I charge times more? You know, like, no one – it doesn't make sense to people. Like, well, you know, I'm not getting anybody at $20, so how if I charge $100, why am I going to get more? Well, it's all about perception and branding, and, you know, people will pay what they believe it's worth, and if you present that and it's something that you can do on a daily basis, professionalize your organization, people will buy into it, you know? So that's the important model and lesson right now on this call for that.
Well, Kenny, I know that you have to obviously get into teaching a class, but you've got maybe 1 minute left. Any last words within this call that school owners could, you know, benefit from?
The last word that I have is to definitely you two. I've met both of you two. I've known Ali for some time. Dwayne, I met you. It feels like I've known you for 100 years already, and I think that it's that. Like mastermind groups, to get with somebody that's much better at you than what you do. So I highly recommend taking it to the next level and getting around other people that lift you up. So you have grand ideas and you have motivation, not to be around people that pull you down. And I highly recommend getting with Ali, taking it to the next level so that you can be motivated and inspire and use that as a springboard to get you where you need to go. And you'll only do that by getting with people that are better than you at what you do.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Well, Ali, he just talked you up and down, man.
Dwayne, you're the same. It was really awesome and amazing to meet you. And I, like I said, kindred spirits. And you've improved the quality of my life just with your energy in that short period, literally. And I really enjoy. I found that is the key to quality of life, is being around people such as yourselves, honestly. So that's my last word for today.
Well, Ken,
thank you.
Teach an amazing class. And, Dwayne, do you want to just continue our conversation for another few minutes while Kenny runs and teaches?
Yeah, I'd like to recap a couple of things, but I know that, Kenny, I didn't say this in the beginning. I meant to, and I apologize. Everybody else that's listening to this right now, I'm sure, would love to be able to say the same thing, but thank you for the service to our country. I know that you hear that. I hope that you never take that as, you know, something lightly with regards to people continually telling you that. But, you know, Ali and I both really appreciate, and all the listeners too, appreciate what you've done for us.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, Dwayne.
All right, Ken, take care. Right. Have a good class. And, Dwayne, let's recap a little.
All
yeah,
right.
Thanks again, Kenny.
You soon.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Well, Ali, the thing that always just is enlightening to me is when I love the aha moments. When the light gets turned on by someone, when they read something, hear something, or what have you, it could be the smallest quote. But it's amazing how school owners, and again, I was there too, how we just keep running the same thing over and over and over again. And you and I both know the definition of insanity is, you know, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. But yet that's what a lot of us do in our industry, is we just do the same thing over and over and over, and we expect different results, but we never get them until we have these aha moments like meeting you and or what have you. So I just find it really, really neat that, you know, Kenny had those moments, trusted in what you specifically had to say, and then was able to, you know, expand his horizon and obviously grow his bottom line. And I do want to say for the callers or listeners that are listening in, this isn't a pitch for, you know, like we're trying to come behind you and pitch coaching with Ali or anything like that. But what we wanted to do with bringing Kenny on the call was to hopefully expand your mind and get you to jump, take a step forward, take a leap of faith into, you know, the business that you decided to be in and treat it like a business.
Yeah, and you know what? I actually am at my limit right now as far as one-on-one coaching. You know, unless you and I take on more and do group coaching. So right now that's definitely not the option, is to sell more coaching clients. I'm already at my wit's end right there. But as far as that goes, you know what's interesting? As a coach, it took quite some time for me to nurture the mindset and the business education. Because here's the thing. That many school owners, you know, and we're martial artists, so we're not like it's a very ego-based system of education. And sorry about that, I have some construction going on right now. But it's an ego-based kind of thing where people are, you know, they're afraid to admit that they need to learn, because as a martial artist, as a black belt, as an expert, we're supposed to know everything. So really it's about me stripping down that barrier where they feel open to suggestions and they're willing to try new things, and then to educate themselves and change that mindset. And that's really what it's all about. So if my takeaway from this call is, you know, one, actually there's two takeaways. Number one is always be open-minded to look and listen to people who've done it before you that are experts at what they do. And trust in them, because it's the proofs in the experience of what they've accomplished. And number two, the second and most important thing is that I believe to be so important is to understand that you have to find your USP, your unique selling proposition. You know, what makes you special? Don't try to be like everyone else. Don't try to be, you know, one of 27 other karate schools that do exactly and say exactly the same thing. Try to be that specialist and find out what you do and what you do well, and let's use that as part of your brand and your marketing and so on. And we could get into a whole nother conversation on marketing and branding, and probably at a better time where I have less noise going on in the background right now.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and it's just, you know, building upon the strengths that you already have. Too many of us are trying to build our weaknesses, which I think it's fine. You can work on your weaknesses, but you will survive and grow so much more quickly if you just expand and lean upon the, you know, what is the best thing that you do. I know, I'll give you for instance, I communicate and work well with all students, but the kids is who I've always kind of leaned a little bit more towards. I really like molding and shaping them. And again, it's not that I don't like adults. That's not it. And I have 85% kids in my program. And so most of my, or the majority of my marketing is, and time is spent on that type of, you know, that area, because that's
right.
Just what I do well. Kenny, on the other hand, he has about 85% adults. And so,
yeah.
You know, and rightly so, I would think with being a Navy SEAL, he might, you know, appeal maybe more towards the adult market. Again, not that he can't teach kids, but that's his niche. And so you're totally right. We need to expand on what our strengths are. Again, school owners, it's not that we don't improve our weaknesses, but what I've found is I just actually go out and find somebody that's strong in my weakness, so that way I don't have to improve it, and I can just keep moving forward with my strengths.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting, though, Dwayne, too? It's important for us to understand that with Kenny, we'll use him as an example, being an adult-based school, he really would like to expand, of course, into the children's market to some extent. But we had to make, you know, he tried that, and he was growing, and then it would die off, and he'd get more people, and it would die off. So it was interesting how we had to restructure his brand to be more children friendly. And that's where, again, we go back to the whole entire branding concept. Like, his school was so used to appealing to the adult marketplace. And it wasn't even like, you know, scantily clad pictures of, you know, women and men with their shirts off and the girls in the, you know, sports bras and six-pack abs. It was more like, you know, let's take those parents and let's send a message to them that this is kid friendly, that they should be there. It's not, you know, not the environment. Like, who would want to bring their child to like a Gold's Gym? You know, it needs to have a kid feel and environment to it. So we also worked on that, and, you know, banners and certain retail and certain messaging, and that made a huge difference in regards to how people perceived him. So this is again, goes back to all about knowing your marketplace, knowing how to brand to it, knowing that entire the systems that, you know, make people listen, so to speak.
Yeah, I loved having Kenny on the call today. So I know that we've talked about having other people in the future too. So hopefully everybody picked up on a lot of good information from Kenny. Feel free, obviously, to continue to share this school owner talk with as many school owners as you know. And Allie, any last words before we wrap up?
No, that's it. That you said it. I was going to say share it with everybody. You know, that's the most important thing, and this is what we need to work on, continually doing that. So, yeah, thanks again, Dwayne. I appreciate being on the call with you. We had a great call and great having Kenny on the line. And I have another person I want to just coordinate a schedule with him, but he'll be a great call as well. So people look forward to this in the near future. He actually is a jiu-jitsu practitioner, 35 years of running his school, and he actually has probably a third of his enrollment is black belt population. He has people that have been with him for almost 32, 33 years from anywhere from first degree black belt on up to seventh degree black belt training in his facility. It's just amazing at what he does to keep people training and to get them the black belt and beyond first degree through seventh degree. So he'll be our next guest. And, yeah, it's going to be exciting to get him on the line. So everybody who's listening, look forward to those type of calls.
All right, everybody, have a great day. Allie, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Wayne.